This is KERA News. I'm Rick Holter. We're starting a series of pre-election Friday conversations today, looking at the often complicated links between religion and politics. First up, progressive evangelicals. Those words don't normally go together, especially in Texas, where pastors like Robert Jeffress of First Baptist Church in Dallas are loud, proud defenders of President Trump. Doug Padgett is trying to change that equation. He's a pastor from Minnesota who leads an effort called Vote Common Good. He stopped by the KERA studios just before a rally last night in Dallas. Pastor Padgett, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
It's very good to be with you. Thank you.
According to the Pew Research Center, 81% of white born-again Christian voters said they chose Donald Trump 2 years ago. You're kind of pushing a boulder uphill here.
Yeah, we represent that other 19%, I think, and we're trying to expand that because we think that a lot of evangelicals have realized that the Trump administration and a complicit Congress just don't represent their values at all as they imagined. It might represent the values of the hard right-wing edge of religion and politics, but that's not where a lot of evangelicals see themselves. In fact, it's a real crisis for evangelicals to decide if they're going to be the fundamentalist or if they're going to be evangelicals.
So where do you see that line?
I think it's around exclusion. Mm-hmm. And I think that for a lot of evangelicals in their faith, if they find their faith not being a winsome, compelling invitation to join, but rather a hard-edged boundary, they feel like it doesn't represent them very well.
You say your tour, Vote Common Good, is nonpartisan, but at the same time you say Vote Democratic. That's a pretty clear contradiction.
This sort of red versus blue mentality is not really how most people see their politics. They want to see their politics as a tool that they use to affect our civic life together, that our vote ought to be a tool to accomplish the ends that we see in our civic life. And I'm actually surprised at the number of evangelical leaders who conflate a person's identity with their voting pattern. But we're not trying to recruit for the Democratic Party. We're trying to ask people to vote common good. And for us, that seems pretty evident in this election, that that means supporting any candidate that would put a limit on this presidency and on a complicit Republican Congress.
What's the top issue that's animating progressive evangelicals this election?
For evangelicals, the argument to care for the least of these, the call to care for the stranger in the other land, that is deeply rooted in the evangelical call. And watching the Trump administration say that it's a reasonable tactic to threaten families from Central America by separating parents from their children with a stated purpose that it sends a message is a kind of cruelty that many evangelicals who know the Christmas story, that the very story of Jesus was that the government was pursuing Jesus' family to separate him from his family, does not seem at all to be something that they can support.
Why is it that in recent years, conservative evangelicals have been so much more effective rallying the troops than progressives?
Because the conservatives are willing to talk about it out loud. We have allowed for a conservative expression of Christianity and politics to co-opt our faith, not because they're saying too much, but it's because we're saying too little. And part of the work that Vote Common Good wants to do is to help progressive-leaning voters who are religiously oriented have language, to help candidates know how to connect with people who are of the faith background. Many Democratic candidates don't know how to talk about their own faith, and there's a way to do that. There's a way to access those conversations.
What's the hardest question you've been asked on this trip?
Do you really think this is going to do any good?
And?
Faith, hope, and love don't call for certainty. So we don't think that we have to know if this is going to do any good. We just need to do something. And so it kind of doesn't matter if it works or if we help to flip Congress and restrain this presidency. This is something we know we can do. We have a responsibility, many of us, to speak to evangelicals and to speak to the religious community. We're going to do this regardless of the outcome one way or the other, because that's not really our role. We just have to do the thing that we feel like we're called to do.
Doug Padgett is on a barnstorming trip with the progressive evangelical effort Vote Common Good. He'll be in Austin tonight and across Texas over the next few days. Thanks for taking the time.
Well, thank you.